The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
I hope you got some good rest over the weekend. We've got a lot of praying to do. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Monday, March 7th, 2022. Monday of the first week of Lent. In the Missal, it's liturgical year C, cycle 2. Monday is a day to pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary, and today is the commemoration of Saints Perpetua and Felicity. Perpetua was a young, beautiful, well-educated noble woman of Carthage in North Africa, a Christian. Her father, a pagan, pleaded with her to deny her faith. She refused and was imprisoned at 22. Despite threats of persecution and death, Perpetua, Felicity, a slave woman, an expectant mother, and three of their companions refused to renounce their Christian faith. For their unwillingness, all were sent to the public games in the amphitheater. There, Perpetua and Felicity were beheaded, the others killed by beasts. Felicity gave birth to a daughter a few days before the games commenced. Saints Perpetua and Felicity died. They were martyred in the year 203 AD. Saints Perpetua and Felicity, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Dear Lord, I do not know what will happen to me today. I only know that nothing will happen that was not foreseen by you and directed to my greater good from all eternity. I adore your holy and unfathomable plans and submit to them with all my heart for love of you, the Pope, and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Amen. And with Pope Francis, we pray for all Christians facing new bioethical challenges. May they continue to defend the dignity of all human life with prayer and action. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me and that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask you for pardon for my sins and for the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Jesus, on this Monday, the first week of Lent, the first full run at a Lenten week after our beginning last week with Ash Wednesday and the early days, here we find ourselves in the thick of it, in the early days, the moments of energy. We have energy for this Lenten season. So we want to use it today. We want to offer you our energy, our desires that might wane a little bit and we need to work on that later in Lent, but right now we're fresh. And we're presented with this beautiful gospel of the sheep and the goats, often referred to as, that it's a scene of judgment. It's a scene that will take place at the end of my life. And you, Jesus Christ, will be the judge. We're promised this. This is not a parable in the sense of it might or might not happen. It's a parable in the images used, but truly this will be my destiny at the end of my life. I will be judged. And so the one criterion in the whole of the gospel given for how I'll be judged is mercy. St. John of the Cross says something similar. At the end of life, we will be judged on love. He says it more poetically than me, but that's the key, that at the end of our lives, we'll be judged on how we loved, how we were merciful. And so we have this wonderful distinction between those on the one hand of the Lord, who he says to them, "Come, you blessed of my Father, because you looked after me in my hour of need. You fed me, you clothed me, you visited me, and welcome to heaven." And we can almost hear them laughing when they say, "When did this happen? We don't remember feeding you in our life. We don't remember visiting you and clothing you. How was it you, Jesus?" And you say back to them, "When you did this to one of the least, you did it to me." And it's like this veil lifts from their eyes, that beautiful hymn of Saint Alphonsus Liguori, O bread of heaven beneath this veil. You know, when we go to Holy Mass, when we experience you, Jesus, in Eucharistic adoration, we see you and we don't see you. We see you, we know it's you, we believe with our whole heart that you're there, and we don't see you. You know, our senses pick up the symbol. Our eyes, our ears, not so much our ears, but our eyes and our tastes and our touch are deceived in you. That's what St. Thomas Aquinas said. Sight, touch, and taste are all in thee deceived. So says, how says trusty hearing that shall be believed? So indeed, hearing is the thing that gives us faith. Well, Jesus, it's the same mystery. You know, in the mercy that we show to others, there's this veil has come down. O bread of heaven, O Lord Jesus, beneath this veil, beneath the veil of this person that I'm currently ministering to, I don't see you and yet I see you. I see you and yet I don't see you. This is amazing. And it's almost that earlier in St. Matthew's Gospel, Jesus, you say to your disciples, and we heard this just last week on Ash Wednesday, when you give alms, your left hand and your right hand mustn't know what each other's doing. You know, even your almsgiving should be secret from yourself. And there's something about that in mercy, that we're to treat you in every person we meet, and we don't even realize we're doing it. That's what I love about those sheep, in inverted commas, on your right hand in the gospel, that they are called to heaven because they ministered to you at every moment of their lives, even when they weren't consciously aware of that. That's the beauty. And so we could talk about mercy as being a second skin for these people who are judged worthy of heaven. Mercy is their second skin. And why does the Lord give them such a favorable judgment? Because, Jesus, that's your second skin too. You are mercy. And so when we are merciful, we are you. And so we are you and we minister to you. It's you in us and it's you in the person we're ministering to. It's the one Christ loving himself, is how St. Augustine talked about this mystery. The one Christ is present in me, the so-called minister, and in the one so-called ministering to. Jesus, you're there in both. This is amazing, that when we open our lives to you in faith, in trust, in mercy, in willingness to forgive, maybe, in willingness to go out of our way to make a phone call to someone or visit someone or, feed someone various ways, you know, make a meal for someone perhaps, or feed them with our time, with our advice, with our encouragement. When we do that, we're allowing you to take over our whole lives, to guide our whole lives by working in us and being the one that we're loving. This is incredible. And when we think of the faces of those people that maybe we find harder to love, it's the mystery is even greater, because then we think, well, how can you be true? How can you be present in that person, Lord? Okay, I could imagine that you're present in, you know, Mrs. So-and-so down the road who I try and buy some shopping for, who's very friendly and whatever. You know, I can imagine you there, who smiles back at me, who says thank you, whatever. But in the person who's gruff towards me, who seems not to realize how I'm helping them, who I don't know, has let me down, has hurt me, there, Jesus? Are you there? And Jesus, you say back to us, when you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. A couple of weeks ago, we had that gospel from St. Luke. You know, don't just love those who love you. Anyone can do that. Don't just lend to those who you're going to get money back from. Anyone can do that. Elsewhere in the gospel, it says, don't, you know, when you throw a party, don't just invite those who are going to invite you back. Invite the ones who can't. Invite the ones you'd rather not have there. Because that is mercy. That's love. And so we're reminded of that logic of the gospel in today's gospel. That when we minister in mercy, we minister as you and we minister to you. For Mother Teresa, St. Teresa of Calcutta, this gospel was her whole foundation of her own life, of the life of her missionaries of charity. She described this gospel passage as the five-finger gospel, that it contains everything we could need. The five-finger gospel is just five words long. You did it to me. And she would raise her fingers when she said it. You did it to me. And that, for Mother Teresa, was the whole gospel in one. Here we have Jesus all around us in this world. You know, we long to meet you, Jesus. We long for heaven. We long that you would console us, maybe sometimes if we're going through a difficult time. And we think, Jesus, if only I could, you know, see you or embrace you or speak with you. And there you are waiting in the faces and the lives of all those around us who are in need. And you ask us to show to them a merciful face. Why? Because you have shown us mercy. You know, it's like the Our Father, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. You know, Lord, you've forgiven me. That's the only reason I can forgive someone else. You have mercied me, as Pope Francis would say. You have shown me mercy. And so that's why I mercy others. That's why I want to reach out in mercy, reach out in love. And so those on the other side of the Lord who are not welcomed into heaven, depart from me, you wicked. What have they done wrong? They've not shown mercy. And whereas the sheep, inverted commas, kind of say, wow, we didn't realize we were looking after you. So the goats demand proof. They say, well, why? Where didn't we? You know, where didn't we do this? Prove to us. Where didn't we show you mercy? Simple answer. You didn't do it to me when you didn't do it to one of the least of my brethren. Jesus, give us a heart that melts at the need of those around us. So many needs. You know, but it's just the one person that you put across our path. That's the one you want us to help. Just to maybe listen to them is enough. Smile at them. You know, answer their questions patiently. However you're asking of us to mercy that person, it's one at a time. St. Jose Maria Escrivá, one soul at a time. That's how we do our apostolate. That's how we evangelize. That's how we do our mission. One soul at a time. And out of 100 souls, he said, I am interested in 100. And so, Lord, we ask that our heart be the same, that we too be interested in souls. Souls who we want to bring close to you, Jesus. And we do that by showing them your mercy, your merciful face, the merciful face of the Father. Mother, you know the merciful face of the Father so well. You meditated on him so much of your life, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Son. So pray for us that we might taste his mercy in our own lives and live his face to others. I give you thanks, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask you for help to put them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
More of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. 17 past the hour on Daybreak. On Monday of the first week of Lent, this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek. We pray with the whole church. We're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon the earth, and all nations learn your saving help.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness, you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing, till the ends of the earth revere him.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Show me your mercy, Lord, and keep me safe.
Show me your mercy, Lord, and keep me safe.
Lord, do not reprove me in your anger. Punish me not in your rage. Have mercy on me, Lord, I have no strength. Lord, heal me. My body is racked. My soul is racked with pain. But you, O Lord, how long? Return, Lord, rescue my soul. Save me in your merciful love. For in death no one remembers you. From the grave, who can give you praise? I am exhausted with my groaning. Every night I drench my pillow with tears. I bedew my bed with weeping. My eye wastes away with grief. I have grown old, surrounded by my foes. Leave me, all of you who do evil, for the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my plea. The Lord will accept my prayer. All my foes will retire in confusion, foiled, and suddenly confounded.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray.
Lord God, you love mercy and tenderness. You give life and overcome death. Look upon the many wounds of your church. Restore it to health by your risen Son, so that it may sing a new song in your praise.
Show me your mercy, Lord, and keep me safe.
The poor are not alone in their distress. God is here to help them.
The poor are not alone in their distress. God is here to help them.
I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will recount all your wonders. I will rejoice in you and be glad, and sing psalms to your name, O Most High. See how my enemies turn back, how they stumble and perish before you. You upheld the justice of my cause. You sat enthroned, judging with justice. You have checked the nations, destroyed the wicked, and have wiped out their name forever and ever. The foe is destroyed, eternally ruined. You uprooted their cities. Their memory has perished. But the Lord sits enthroned forever. He has set up his throne for judgment. He will judge the world with justice. He will judge the peoples with his truth. For the oppressed, let the Lord be a stronghold in times of distress. Those who know your name will trust you. You will never forsake those who seek you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The poor are not alone in their distress. God is here to help them.
I will be the herald of your praises, Lord, where the people of Zion gather.
I will be the herald of your praises, Lord, where the people of Zion gather.
Sing psalms to the Lord who dwells in Zion. Proclaim his mighty works among the peoples. For the avenger of blood has remembered them, has not forgotten the cry of the poor. Have pity on me, Lord, see my sufferings. You who save me from the gates of death, that I may recount all your praise at the gates of the city of Zion and rejoice in your saving help. The nations have fallen into the pit which they made, their feet caught in the snare they laid. The Lord has revealed himself and given judgment. the wicked are snared in the work of their own hands. Let the wicked go down among the dead, all the nations forgetful of God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten, nor the hopes of the poor be in vain. Arise, Lord, let men not prevail. Let the nations be judged before you. Lord, strike them with terror. Let the nations know that they are but men.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, when you judge, do not be deaf to the shouts of the poor. Bring havoc to the madness of oppressors. Look at our wounds and save us from the gates of death, so that we may always rejoice in your help and speak your praise in the gates of Zion.
I will be the herald of your praises, Lord, where the people of Zion gather.
Turn away from sin and be faithful to the gospel.
The kingdom of God is at hand. A reading from the book of Exodus. God said to Moses, I am the Lord. As God the Almighty, I appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but my name, Lord, I did not make known to them. I also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land in which they were living as aliens. And now that I have heard the groaning of the Israelites whom the Egyptians are treating as slaves, I am mindful of my covenant. Therefore say to the Israelites, I am the Lord. I will free you from the forced labor of the Egyptians and will deliver you from their slavery. I will rescue you by the outstretched arm and with mighty acts of judgment. I will take you as my own people, and you shall have me as your God. You will know that I, the Lord, am your God, when I free you from the labor of the Egyptians and bring you into the land which I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I will give it to you as your own possession. I, the Lord. But when Moses told this to the Israelites, they would not listen to him because of their dejection and hard slavery. Then the Lord said to Moses, Go and tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to let the Israelites leave his land. But Moses protested to the Lord, If the Israelites would not listen to me, how can it be that Pharaoh will listen to me, poor speaker that I am? Still, the Lord, to bring the Israelites out of Egypt, spoke to Moses and Aaron and gave them his orders regarding both the Israelites and Pharaoh, king of Egypt. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people God has made his own. Once you were not his people, but now you are the people of God.
I will adopt you as my own people, and I will be your God.
I, your Lord, will free you from Egypt's slavery. My mighty arm will bring you back.
I will adopt you as my own people, and I will be your God.
From a sermon by St. Gregory Nazianzen, Bishop. Recognize to whom you owe the fact that you exist, that you breathe, that you understand, that you are wise, and above all, that you know God and hope for the kingdom of heaven and the vision of glory. Now darkly as in a mirror, but then with greater fullness and purity. You have been made a son of God, co-heir with Christ. Where did you get all this? And from whom? Let me turn to what is of less importance, the visible world around us. What benefactor has enabled you to look out upon the beauty of the sky, the sun in its course, the circle of the moon, the countless number of stars, with the harmony and the order that are theirs like the music of a harp? Who has blessed you with rain, with the art of husbandry, with different kinds of food, with the arts, with houses, with laws, with states, with a life of humanity and culture, with friendship and the ease of familiarity of kingship? Who has given you dominion over the animals, those that are tame and those that provide you with food? Who has made you lord and master of everything on earth? In short, who has endowed you with all that makes man superior to all other living creatures? Is it not God who asks you now in return to show yourself generous above all other creatures for the sake of all other creatures? Because we have received from him so many wonderful gifts, will we not be ashamed to refuse him this one thing only, our generosity? Though he is God and Lord, he is not afraid to be known as our Father. Shall we for our part repudiate those who are kith and kin? Brethren and friends, let us never allow ourselves to misuse what has been given us by God's gift. If we do, we shall hear St. Peter say, "Be ashamed of yourselves for holding on to what belongs to someone else. Resolve to imitate God's justice, and no one will be poor." Let us not labor to heap up and hoard riches while others remain in need. If we do, the prophet Amos will speak out against us with sharp and threatening words. "Come now that you say, when will the new moon be over so that we may start selling? When will the Sabbath be over so that we may start opening our treasures?" Let us put into practice the supreme and primary law of God. He sends down rain on just and sinful alike, and causes the sun to rise on all without distinction. To all earth's creatures he has given the broad earth, the springs, the rivers, and the forests. He has given the air to the birds and the waters to those who live in the water. He has given abundantly to all the basic needs of life, not as a private possession, not restricted by law, not divided by boundaries, but as common to all, amply and in rich measure. His gifts are not deficient in any way, because he wanted to give equality of blessing to equality of worth and to show the abundance of his generosity. Love your enemies, do good, share freely, and ask for nothing in return. Then you will be true sons of your Father,
who makes the sun shine on the good and the bad, and sends rain upon honest and dishonest men alike.
Be compassionate as your Father is compassionate,
who makes his sun shine on the good and the bad, and sends his rain upon honest and dishonest men alike.
Let us pray. Convert us, O God our Savior, and instruct our minds by heavenly teaching, that we may benefit from the works of Lent through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
23 minutes before the hour, we'll check out today's gospel in just a few minutes. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak for Monday, March 7th, 2022. I'm Paul Sadek, and in today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, it's the sheep and the goats from the 25th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew.
When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep at his right hand, but the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, "Come, O blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see thee hungry and feed thee, or thirsty and give thee drink? And when did we see thee a stranger and welcome thee, or naked and clothe thee? And when did we see thee sick or in prison and visit thee?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me." Then he will say to those at his left hand, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me." Then they also will answer, "Lord, when did we see thee hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to thee?" Then he will answer them, "Truly I say to you, as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me." And they will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Daily and Sunday Mass readings can be found on the Relevant Radio app. Now, as we strive to overcome sin, one of the first things that we have to be aware of is that the devil is not a figure of speech or some sort of literary device. He is real. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. The devil is a personal, real, and individual being of a spiritual and indivisible nature who separated himself from God forever by his sin. Because the devil and the other demons were created naturally good by God, but they became bad of themselves. He is a liar and the father of lies, of sin, of discord, of affliction, of hatred, of all that is absurd and evil on earth. He is the astute and envious serpent who brings death to the world, the enemy who sows evil in man's heart, and the only being we have to fear if we are not close to God. His sole purpose in the world, which he has never renounced, is our perdition. Each day he will try to achieve that purpose through all the means at his disposal. It all began with his rejection of God and God's kingdom when he usurped his sovereign rights and tried to overturn the economy of salvation and the very ordering of creation itself. This attitude can be found reflected in the words of the tempter to our first parents, "You will be like gods." This is how the evil spirit endeavors to transplant into man the attitude of proud rivalry, of insubordination and opposition to God that has become the motivating force of his own whole existence. The devil is the first cause of evil and of the disorders and ruptures which are produced in families and in society. For instance, suppose, says Cardinal Newman, a sudden darkness were to fall upon the streets of a crowded city in daytime. You may fancy, without my telling you, what a noise and clamor there would be. Foot passengers, carriages, carts, horses, all being mixed together. Such is the state of the world. The evil spirit, who worketh in the children of disbelief, the god of this world, as St. Paul says, has blinded the eyes of them that believe not, and hence they are obliged to wrangle and debate, for they have lost their way, and they fall out with each other, and one says this, and one says that, because they do not see. In his temptations, the devil has recourse to deceit, because he can present only a false good and a fictitious happiness, which inevitably turn into loneliness and bitterness. Outside of God, true good or happiness do not exist. They cannot exist. Outside of God, there is only darkness, emptiness, and endless misery. But the devil's power is limited, and is also under the dominion and sovereignty of God, who is the only Lord of the universe. The devil and our angels cannot penetrate our innermost thoughts if we do not want them to. The unclean spirits cannot know the nature of our thoughts. They can only conjecture at them from outwardly perceptible indications, or else by examining our dispositions, our words, or the things they notice we tend towards. On the other hand, what we have not chosen to exteriorize so that it remains hidden within our souls is totally inaccessible to them. Even the very thoughts that they suggest to us, the reception we give them, the reaction they cause within us, they cannot know any of this because of the very essence of our soul, except in every case through our movements and external manifestations. The devil is unable to violate our liberty so as to incline it towards evil. It is a certain fact that the devil cannot seduce anybody if he does not freely give to the devil the consent of his will. The Holy Curé d'Ars says that the devil is a great chained dog which puts people to flight, which makes a great noise, but which only bites those who come too close. To sum up, no human power can be compared to his. Only God's power can vanquish him, and only God's light can unmask the snares that he lays. The soul that would overcome the power of the devil will not be able to do so without prayer, nor will it recognize his deceitful traps without the aid of mortification and humility. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 12 minutes before the hour, let's pray. We join the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I lift up my heart to you, O Lord, and you will hear my morning prayer.
I lift up my heart to you, O Lord, and you will hear my morning prayer.
To my words give ear, O Lord. Give heed to my groaning. Attend to the sound of my cries, my King and my God.
It is you whom I invoke, O Lord. In the morning you hear me. In the morning I offer you my prayer, watching and waiting.
You are no God who loves evil. No sinner is your guest. The boastful shall not stand their ground before your face.
You hate all who do evil. You destroy all who lie. The deceitful and bloodthirsty man the Lord detests.
But I, through the greatness of your love, have access to your house. I bow down before your holy temple, filled with awe.
Lead me, Lord, in your justice. Because of those who lie in wait, make clear your way before me.
No truth can be found in their mouths. Their heart is all mischief, their throat a wide open grave, all honey their speech.
All those you protect shall be glad and ring out their joy. You shelter them. In you they rejoice, those who love your name.
It is you who bless the just man, Lord. You surround him with favor, as with a shield.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, all justice and all goodness comes from you. You hate evil and abhor lies. Lead us, your servants, in the path of your justice, so that all who hope in you may rejoice with the church and in Christ.
I lift up my heart to you, O Lord, and you will hear my morning prayer.
We praise your glorious name, O Lord, our God.
We praise your glorious name, O Lord, our God.
Blessed may you be, O Lord, God of Israel, our Father, from eternity to eternity.
Yours, O Lord, are grandeur and power, majesty, splendor, and glory.
For all in heaven and on earth is yours. Yours, O Lord, is the sovereignty. You are exalted as head over all.
Riches and honor are from you, and you have dominion over all. In your hands are power and might. It is yours to give grandeur and strength to all.
Therefore, our God, we give you thanks, and we praise the majesty of your name.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
We praise your glorious name, O Lord, our God.
Adore the Lord in his holy court.
Adore the Lord in his holy court.
O give the Lord, you sons of God, give the Lord glory and power. Give the Lord the glory of his name. Adore the Lord in his holy court.
The Lord's voice resounding on the waters, the Lord on the immensity of waters. The voice of the Lord full of power. The voice of the Lord full of splendor.
The Lord's voice shattering the cedars. The Lord shatters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon leap like a calf, and Syrian like a young wild ox.
The Lord's voice flashes flames of fire.
The Lord's voice shaking the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The Lord's voice rending the oak tree and stripping the forest bare.
The God of glory thunders. In his temple they all cry, glory! The Lord sat enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits as king forever.
The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. You live forever, Lord and King. All things of the earth justly sing your glory and honor. Strengthen your people against evil, that we may rejoice in your peace and trust in your eternal promise.
Adore the Lord in his holy court.
A reading from the book of Exodus. You have seen for yourselves how I bore you up on eagle wings and brought you here to myself. Therefore, if you hearken to my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my special possession, dearer to me than all other people, though all the earth is mine. You shall be to me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
From those who would trap me with lying words.
And from the hunter's snare.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
You have been blessed by my Father. Come and receive the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
You have been blessed by my Father. Come and receive the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Praise to Jesus, our Savior. By his death he has opened for us the way of salvation. Let us ask him.
Lord, guide your people to walk in your ways.
God of mercy, you gave us new life through baptism.
Make us grow day by day in your likeness.
Lord, guide your people to walk in your ways.
May our generosity today bring joy to those in need.
In helping them, may we find you.
Lord, guide your people to walk in your ways.
Help us to do what is good, right, and true in your sight.
And to seek you always with undivided hearts.
Lord, guide your people to walk in your ways.
Forgive our sins against the unity of your family.
Make us one in heart and spirit.
Lord, guide your people to walk in your ways.
And to these intercessions, we pause to add the prayers of our own hearts.
Lord, guide your people to walk in your ways.
Let us conclude our prayers with the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Convert us, O God, our Savior, and instruct our minds by heavenly teaching, that we may benefit from the works of Lent through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Consider yourself sent forth. Morning Air is coming up in just a few minutes. It'll be Patrick Madrid a bit later on this morning. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the app. Go out now, make it a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.